the
feeling like there are a few of them sitting on the city commission.
Is that a common malady in the area?
No, I think a lot of people do believe, feel that same way, that they're just some people who are sitting on that commission who have no real purpose.
I got interested in local Miami politics when the convention was here, obviously because of the got to a national proportion because they started filming your council meetings. Mm-hmm. And in reference to the parks, letting people camp in the parks, and you remember all that?
Particularly.
Some of the councilmen were kind of adamant or weird or something.
As good as a park. Really? We must prevent crime. So, okay, we won't sleep in the park, we'll find an alley. Vagrants. You can't even sleep in your car.
Really?
You can't even sleep in your car. I was coming home one night myself from a party and decided at that point that I could not get home. And the nearest motel was it was just too far to the nearest motel. I knew where I was. And we just pulled over to the side. I decided to sleep. It took me down to Booking.
Was this in the city or out in the Grove? Or?
This was county. County does all kinds of silly, weird kinds of things. Went to court for it, and no problems with it.
You actually went to the court because you were sleeping in your own car? After you explained to him that you thought you were too messed up to drive?
Totally just did it. His argument for my own safety, my car's locked. I'm not gonna sleep in an open car.
Right.
Windows up, locked, I responded. I didn't respond to a tapping on the window, I responded to a light shining in the car.
Right.
Which meant like I still had faculties, but I just didn't believe I could make it home.
Yeah. Yeah, I know the feeling. Yeah. All right, other than the corporate names, what are those large food stores or in the shopping centers called? The real large?
Supermarkets, primarily. That's the name. Well, at home, we used to call them the grocery store.
How big were they, when you first started becoming aware of the grocery store, how big were they?
They were about the same size as they are now. There was always, at least, there was two. I remember two in my area, without mentioning, and that was considered the grocery store. And they were about fairly, they're about the same size today as they were then. This was up in the village, growing up as a kid. You'd have to walk up to the village, or you'd catch the bus and go up to the village. Or
the Publix and Dixie?
It was Food Fair at the time in Winn-Dixie.
Food Fair.
Okay. Which is Pantry Prime.
Oh, yeah. I think that's owned by Kroger, I'm not sure. Up north they call it Kroger. How about a small neighborhood store? You talked about it, these things here. A small neighborhood store, but perhaps, you talked earlier, I think, perhaps they might have been owned by a couple people in the community and just run open late night hours, opened. They maybe lived in the store above it or behind it.
I don't know of anyone who lived above or behind the store, but yeah, these were very small convenience stores. They may have been about the size of, some of them ranged in sizes, maybe one could have been about the size of the Foreign Language Department or something like this, instead some could have been a little bit larger than that, but fairly they were, just one room places.
Did you have any,
20 feet wide?
Did you have any that were like close to a school that just catered to maybe children's trade or something?
Yeah, there were two.